This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Hong Kong leaders are limiting transportation services to the city's airport today, trying to prevent disruptive pro-democracy demonstrations. Air travelers are acting accordingly.
My wife's flight is at midnight, but afternoon it might be stopped the airport express, so we come earlier, about 13 hours, yes.
Some pro-democracy leaders want more protests, even though earlier this week, Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam announced the formal withdrawal of an extradition to China bill, a proposed measure that initially sparked months of political turmoil in the streets of China's semi-autonomous territory. Violence broke out late Friday in Hong Kong after demonstrators besieged a police station and a subway stop. Hong Kong police used tear gas and rubber bullets against them. A prisoner exchange between Russia and Ukraine is underway. According to AFP, the French news agency, the swap apparently means freedom for the 24 Ukrainian sailors apprehended when Russia seized their ship off the coast of Crimea last year. Charles Maines reports for VOA in Moscow.
Early Saturday, buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison, and a Ukrainian state plane arrived at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. While the exact number, list, and timing of the prisoner exchange is not yet known, the leaders of both countries have insisted a large-scale trade was imminent in recent days. In the coming days, we will jointly make an announcement, as we agreed with the authorities in Ukraine, said Russian President Vladimir Putin while addressing the prisoner exchange issue at an economic forum in the far eastern city of Vladivostok on Thursday.
That was Charles Maines in Moscow reporting for VOA. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go to our website, voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says Tehran has begun using its arrays of advanced centrifuges to enrich uranium beyond the limits of the 2015 Six-Nation Nuclear Agreement, a pact U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned last year. We get a report from AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The comments by Beirut's Kamal Vandi signal a further cut into the 1 year. Experts estimate Tehran would need to have enough material for building a nuclear weapon if it chose to pursue one. Iran maintains its program is peaceful. Iran already has breached the stockpile and enrichment level limits set by the deal, while stressing it could quickly revert back to the terms of the accord if Europe finds a way for it to sell its crude oil abroad, despite crushing U.S. sanctions. The accord saw Iran limits its enrichment of uranium in exchange for sanctions relief. I'm Zaria Shakli.
The Indian Space Research Organization says it lost contact today with its Chandrayaan-2 spacecraft, minutes before a module was to make a critical touchdown on the surface of the moon. Millions of people in India stayed up all night to watch live images of the planned soft landing that was to place the lander on the unexplored south pole of the moon around 2 a.m. local time. Kay Sivan is the chief of the space organization.
Vikram lander descent was as planned and normal performance was observed up to an altitude of 2.1 kilometer. Subsequently, the communications from the lander to ground station was lost. The data is being analyzed.
Chandrayaan-2 entered the moon's orbit on August 20th after a six-week journey from Earth. Success would have made India only the fourth country other than the United States, Russia, and China to put a spacecraft on the moon and the third to operate a robotic rover on the lunar surface. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said despite the setback, he was proud of his country's space scientists. Britain's House of Lords has approved a bill designed to prevent the country leaving the European Union next month without a divorce agreement. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Parliament's unelected upper chamber has voted for the bill, which has already been passed by the elected House of Commons. The law, backed by opposition lawmakers and conservative rebels, compels Prime Minister Boris Johnson to ask the EU to postpone Brexit if no divorce agreement is in place by October 19. It will become law within days once it gets the formality of royal assent. Johnson has maintained Britain must leave the bloc on the currently scheduled date of October 31, even if there is no deal. Charles de Ledesma, London.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app for your listening convenience. Gene Randall, VOA News.